Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, March 1st, 2015. Today is the second Sunday of the Great Fast for Catholic Russians and the first Sunday of the Great Fast for Orthodox Russians. We start today's program off with Stradalnaya Mati, the Sorrowful Mother. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. I do have one sponsor for this year's special Easter broadcast on Sunday, April 5th, but I am looking for another sponsor for the special Easter broadcast on Sunday, April 12th. If you are interested in sponsoring that program, or maybe just sponsoring part of a program, or maybe just sending $11 in for our 11th anniversary here on the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. This year, our nation will celebrate the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II and the victory over the Axis forces. Today we focus on Michael Strenk, who was killed in action on this day, March 1, 1945. Michael Strenk was born on November 10, 1919 in Oryabina, a small Russian village in Spiš County. He was one of three sons of Vasil Strenk and Martha Grofikova. Vasil Strenk moved to Franklin Borough in Pennsylvania, found work in the coal mines for Bethlehem Steel Corporation, and then brought his family to Pennsylvania 3 years later when he could pay for their voyage. Michal graduated from high school in 1937. Michal enlisted into the Marine Corps in October of 1939. During World War II, as a member of the 3rd Marine Raider Battalion, he participated in the landing operations and occupation of Pavuvu Island in the Russell Islands, and in the seizure and occupation of the Empress Augusta Bay during the Battle of Bougainville. He also took part in the amphibious landing on Iwo Jima on February 19, 1945. On February 23rd, Mount Suribachi was captured after heavy fighting the day before, and an American flag was raised. Once the mountaintop was secured, Strenk and three of his squad members were ordered to climb and lay communication wire to the top of Mount Suribachi. Once on top, he was instructed by the officer in charge to raise a second and larger flag attached to a pipe so that the U.S. flag could be seen more easily and at a greater distance. While doing this, three of his squad members and two others were photographed in mid-action. This photo was later titled Raising the Flag on Iwo Jima and has since become the most copied photograph in history. On March 1st, Michal's rifle squad came under heavy fire and took cover. While forming a plan of action, Michal was killed in action by friendly fire. He was the first person in the flag-raising photograph to be killed. On January 13, 1949, his remains were reinterred at Arlington National Cemetery. Michal never knew the impact the photograph would have. In 2008, a Marine security guard in the American Embassy in Slovakia discovered that Michal Strenk was not a natural-born U.S. citizen. Strenk had become a U.S. citizen after his father's naturalization in 1935, but had never received official documentation. Gunnery Sergeant Matt Blaise petitioned the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services on Strenk's behalf, and on July 29th, Strenk's youngest sister, Mary Perro, was presented with his certificate of citizenship in a ceremony at the Marine Corps War Memorial. Vichnaya pamyat to Michal Strenk and all of the heroes who died during World War II to keep us here in America free. Vichnaya yich pamyat. If you are looking for some of the best in the Burg Pirohi this Lenten season, then look no further than Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church in the McKees Rocks Bottoms. Located only a quarter mile off of the McKees Rocks Bridge at 225 Olivia Street in the McKees Rocks Bottoms, Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church's Pirohi project will be up and running this Friday, the 6th of March, the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th. Take your pick from potato and cheese and sauerkraut pirohi, and you can do so by calling the church's kitchen at 412-331-5155, Fridays beginning at 7 a.m. That's Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church's Pirohi Project, Fridays during Lent. Give them a call at 412-331-5155.
Hey! land, your father's and mine. They had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
If you would like more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The 25th Annual Slowak Mass and Easter Customs Breakfast will take place on Saturday, March 21st. Festivities begin at 9:45 a.m. at St. Adalbert Church, South 15th Street in Southside, with a recitation of the Holy Rosary and the Slovak Mass. At 11 a.m. at Prince of Peace Parish Center, located 81 South 13th Street in Southside, you'll be able to sample Slovak Easter food such as šunka, sirek, hrin, kolače, paska, and kolbasi. There will also be homemade baked goods for sale, cultural displays, imported Slovak gifts, a Slovak auction, raffles, and craft demonstrations such as decorating Easter eggs, braiding palms, stuffing kobasi, and more. For more information on the 25th Annual Slovak Mass and Easter Customs Breakfast taking place on Saturday, March 21st, please call 412-481-8380. That's 412-481-8380. Next, we go to Folklorny Ensemble Makovitsia from Svidnik. This is Za Dunaj from the Danube River, and Ehoj Nemaju Frajera, I Do Not Have a Boyfriend.
Ehoj Nemaju Frajera, ani ti.
Learn to start reading, writing, and speaking the Rusyn language in the context of Carpatho Rusyn history, culture, and traditions with the first Rusyn language course for English speakers presented by the Carpatho Rusyn Society. This entry-level self-study course was developed specifically to give English speakers an easy-to-use way to start learning and using the Rusyn language. Students can use the course independently, or groups can get together to study and learn. There are nearly 1,500 words and expressions with transliterated spellings and English translations, numerous exercises to practice reading, writing, and speaking Rusyn, variety of passages, poetry, and prose in Rusyn to study sentence structure, self-checks and word games to measure your progress, details about Rusyn Christmas and Easter traditions and foods, and much, much more. For more information on how to order the Carpatho Rusyn Society's first Rusyn language course for English speakers, please contact the Carpatho Rusyn Society at 412-567-3077 and leave a message. We will get back to you and tell you how you can order the first Rusyn language course for English speakers. Once again, contact the Carpatho Rusyn Society at 412-567-3077. Next, we go to Zakarpattia, and this is the group Krasia with Spivam Spivanochku. I sing a song.
Spivam Spivanochku, Bomkolo Mamochki. Spivam Spivanochku, Bomkolo Mamochki. Jak od mamki pójdem, spivati ne budem. Jak od mamki pójdem, spivati ne budem. Taki weseli dwór, moja mamko, mate.
As we finish today's broadcast by going to Ruski Kerestor in northern Vojvodina, a song called Anna Hori Fialochku, I want to thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. here on AM 73 for the best in Rusyn music. Also, you can catch us online at WPITAM.com during broadcast time, or you can grab our archives at any time of the day or night at c-rs.org. Have a great week. We'll see you all next time. Trimajte sja krasny tyżdzień. Szczęśliwo.
Шумна, шумна, то дівочка. Там на горі фіалочка, шумна, шумна, то дівочка. Шумна вона і весела, шумна вона і весела, скоричка нафарбела. Шумна вона і весела, шумна вона і весела, скоричка нафарбела. Шумна, шумна фраєрочка, там на горі фіалочка,
шумна, шумна фраєрочка, шумна вона і червена, шумна вона і червена, будзе, будзе красна жена, шумна вона і червена, шумна вона і червена, будзе, будзе красна жена.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш нічний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i zbogom.